morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Let us bow forward to prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace once again.
天父，我们再一次为着你的恩典献上感谢。
You bless us with a beautiful day.
你祝福我们有美丽的一天。
That we're able to come into your presence.
我们能够来到主面前。
To call you Abba Father.
称你为我们的阿爸父。
You've blessed us.
你祝福我们。
You've called us your heirs to your kingdom.
你称我们成为你国度的后嗣。
Father, I pray that your spirit will continue to open our ears to hear your word.
天父，我们祈求圣灵继续打开我们的耳朵，让我们听到你的话语。
That we will see your grace and your blessings within our lives.
让我们在生命里面看到主你的恩典，你的祝福。
That you will give us hearts of thanksgiving and joy.
让我们有一个感恩喜乐的心。
So that we can live life for you.
让我们能够为你而活。
To wait upon your goodness.
让我们去等候你的美善。
And your grace.
你的恩典。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
We're continuing our study in Ruth today.
我们今天会继续读路德记。
And if you remember the last time I preached in Ruth, we left at the height of the suspense.
我们上一次讲路德记的时候，结束的时候是去到一个悬疑的高峰。
That was in the middle of the night.
就是在半夜。
That Ruth had approached Boaz on the threshing floor.
路德去到这个禾场里面见到波亚斯。
Boaz awakens and finds Ruth next to his feet.
当波亚斯醒觉来的时候，就见发现路德在他的脚那里。
And then he asks, who are you?
跟着他就问你是哪个啊？
And Ruth responds, I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant as you are a redeemer.
路德就咁样回应啦，佢话：我是你的婢女路德，求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至近亲属。
That's where we ended.
我哋就喺呢一度结束咗。
And today we were going to look at what is Boaz's response.
我哋今日就会睇到波亚斯嘅回应。
How will Boaz respond?
波亚斯会点样回应咧
？Today's sermon we're going to have 3 points.
今日嘅讲道会有三点。
It's the blessing.
第一点是祝福
the promise,
第二是承诺
and third, the waiting.
第三就是等候
and first point, the blessing.
第一点就是这个祝福
As we see in verse 10,
我们在第十节看到
Boaz actually responds immediately. There is no hesitation.
波亚斯是立刻的回应他毫无犹豫的
He said to her, May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the firstIn that you have not gone after younger men, whether poor or rich.
波亚斯这样回答，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。
So Boaz's first response is he gives Ruth a blessing.
波亚斯第一个回应就是祝福。
And he receives her again as with the term daughter into his family.
而佢嘅回应用嘅字眼就话女儿啊，意思即系话已经接纳佢进入佢嘅家庭。
Showing kindness and love.
喺呢一度彰显呢个恩惠，彰显呢个爱。
That she may see that she's not an alien and foreigner anymore.
让佢知道佢再唔系一个异客，再唔系一个外人。
You're received into our family.
他已经被接纳入到这个家庭。
And the family is the family of God.
而这个家庭就是神的家。
And Boaz praises her action as an act of kindness.
而波亚斯去赞扬他的行为就是一个有恩惠的行为。
And the word kindness used there is very important.
而在这里用这个字眼恩这个字是很重要的。
It's a Hebrew word that means it's hesed.
希伯来文就是叫做 hesed.
It means to be fully devoted. It means to have covenant faithfulness.
意思就是完全的有忠诚，是一个忠心的去守约。
So what Boaz is saying is that Ruth's actions.
咁喺呢度波亚斯讲嘅就系话路德嘅行为。
It's covenant faithfulness.
就是一个忠心守约嘅行为。
A covenant kindness that.Ruth is showing
这个的忠心的守约是凭着恩惠而行
you know, Her actions represent a kindness and grace for the benefit of another.
佢嘅行為，佢嘅恩惠係為著別人嘅益處。
You know, because she's actually acting in behalf of Naomi.
因為其實佢係代表拿俄米而到行嘅。
And now she is walking in faith and trusting in God's goodness and faithfulness.
現在佢就係憑信心嘅去信靠以色列人嘅神。
Because naturally, Ruth being so young,
因為路德係好後生嘅。
She could have sought a younger husband.
佢可以揾一個後生啲嘅丈夫。
But no, she chose Boaz, whom the Lord led her to.
但係唔係佢揀咗？波亚斯是神所带到去的这个人。
So when Boaz says the first act of Hesed,
所以波亚斯要讲话你先前的恩。
He's referring to actually chapter 2 verse 10.
其实他就讲第二章的第十节。
Where the first act of faithful, covenant faithfulness that Ruth showed.
就是在那里路德彰显了第一个凭信心守嘅约嘅呢个忠诚。
And that reference where she left her family，
就系嗰度讲到佢离开佢嘅家庭。
Her mother and father，
佢自己嘅父母亲。
And she took and came to with Naomi and took refuge under the wings of God of Israel。
佢就系跟住拿俄米嚟到喺耶和华嘅翅膀下寻求呢一个嘅。
Now that was her first act of kindness, hesedness, faithfulness.
呢个就系路德第一个用信心忠诚嘅守嘅约。
And her actions now coming on this threshing floor is the second.
而家佢嚟到呢个禾场就系佢第二个嘅行动。
Second kindness.
第二个嘅恩惠。
And that's what he refers to as the last, this one.
在这里就是所谓末后的人。
So her coming to seek Boaz,
她来到这里去寻找波亚斯。
As the agent of God.
就是因为波亚斯是神的使者。
You know, see how she uses the term again to spread his wings over her.
看看她用的字眼她就说用你的衣襟遮盖我。
You know, she's using the same exact words that Boaz used.
佢係用同一個字眼，波亞斯所用過嘅。
And Ruth is asking Boaz to spread his wings over her.
現在路德係要求波亞斯用佢嘅翅膀嚟到遮蓋佢。
And that's a trust in the Lord.
呢個就係去相信神。
The Lord will bless her through Boaz.
去相信神藉住波亞斯會祝福佢。
Because Boaz is the kinsman redeemer.
因為波亞斯係一個至近親屬。
And he's the one that's able to redeem her and Naomi.
就係佢能夠挽回路德同拿俄米。
Now, so as we look at this book of Ruth,
當我哋去睇路德呢卷書
，it gives us a magnitude of God's grace and His blessing.
讓我哋睇到神嘅恩典同埋祝福嘅浩大。
How do we see that?
我哋點樣睇到咧
？We see that because of this Gentile woman, a Moabite.
我哋睇到就係喺呢一個外邦人呢一個嘅。
You know, that God can use a Gentile, a Moabite.
但是神就要使用这个的外邦人，这个的摩押人。
To show faithfulness to himself.
就让他看到这个信实。
And this Moabite is received into this kingdom of God.
而这个的摩押人也都被接纳到入到去神的国。
You know, that, during that time in Ruth, that was a very, very shocking thing.
在路德这个时期这个是一个震撼性的事情。
Because Israel was meant to be separate.
因为以色列人是分别出来的。
To be kept holy.
他们是圣洁的。
But God's showing us something here.
但是这里神就要我们看到一些东西。
That this foreigner, this Moabite woman,
这个的外族人，这个的摩押人，
would show covenant faithfulness.
乃是会去表现到这个忠心的守
约。So in many ways, Ruth follows the faithfulness of Abraham.
所以在很多层面来看，路德都是好像亚伯拉罕那样，是有信心的。
She leaves home and family.
她离开她的家园。
To go to a foreign land.
去到一个异地。
To seek refuge in God.
在神里面寻找一个避难所。
And in her courage.
而在她的勇气里面。
She has in her hope, she has the courage to walk in faith.
在她的盼望里面，她就能够有勇气凭着信心而行。
And we see that God blesses her.
而这样做的时候，也都看到神对她的祝福。
Now, through this blessing of Boaz,
藉着波亚斯这个的祝福，
it represents God's blessing.
这里就代表了神的祝福。
And this brings us to our second point, the
promise.
这里
就带到去我们第二点，就是这个承诺。
So after blessing Ruth,
祝福了路德之后，
Boaz gives her a promise in verse 11.
在第十一节，波亚斯就给她一个的承诺。
Now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you ask.
女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。
Now, Boaz knows exactly what Ruth is asking for.
波亚斯很清楚知道路德的要求是什么。
Now, she very states clearly that she seeks to be married to Boaz.
路德很清楚的来到讲到是他是要波亚斯娶她为妻。
He knows her situation.
而波亚斯亦都知道佢嘅处境。
And he knows that marriage is the only way for her to be secure in the future.
佢亦都知道佢唯独藉着婚姻，佢先至能够有对未来有一个保证。
And Boaz makes her a promise.
而波亚斯就对佢有一个嘅承诺。
And he gives her reassurance in verse 13.
第十三节亦都俾佢一个嘅肯定。
And he says, "As surely as the Lord lives, I will do this."Verse 13. As surely as the Lord lives, I will do this.
他说他是凭着神的名来到起誓。
And the,
他说我必然尽我本分。
You know, this assurance comes when he says, he names the Lord's name.
这个的确定是凭着神的名义来的。
And adding the Lord's name,
当他要加上神的名,
as the Lord lives,
耶和华起誓,
it adds a measure of guarantee.
就是带来一个保证。
But he says there's a minor problem.
但是他也说到这里有一个小小的问题。
I will do what you say.
我会做你要求的。
But we do have a minor problem.
但我们有一个小问题。
I am a kinsman redeemer.
没错，我是一个近亲属。
But I'm not the nearest one.
但我不是最近那个。
You know, there is another kinsman that is even more closely related to Naomi.
因为在拿俄米里面有一个更加亲的亲属。
He is the one next of kin.
他就是最近那个亲属。
So how Boaz takes the responsibility to redeem Ruth.
波亚斯拿起这个的责任来到挽回。
He says, I will go talk to him.
他说我会去跟他对话。
Not only does he give her this promise of redeeming her,
不单止给了她这个承诺要挽回她,
Boaz goes to show loving grace and care for Ruth's needs.
波亚斯亦都彰显她的恩慈去供应给路德她的需要。
He goes out of his way to protect her honor.
她是特意的去保护她的名声。
You know, to make sure that she left while it was still dark and no one would see her on the threshing floor and get the wrong idea.
就要保证仲系黑夜嘅时候佢离开，而至冇人见到佢喺和场。
You know, so she tells Ruth,
谂错咗。
Tells Ruth to stay here until like stay at my feet until light.
佢话你就留喺我嘅脚下，直至到天亮。
You know, that must have been You know, very hard to do. I don't think either of them really got any sleep that night.
我相信他们那晚两个都没得睡了。
You know, and being there shows love to Ruth.
就是这样在那里去彰显他对路德的爱。
And he goes further to provide for her needs.
他还要继续供应他的需要。
And show faithfulness to Naomi.
也都在那里让他看到
By giving them barley.
他对拿俄米的忠诚就是将一些大麦给他。
You know, when we think about it, what we're seeing here,
我们小心地想想我们现在看到一幅什么图画呢?
Boaz is foreshadows, he's foreshadowing Christ.
波亚斯在这里是预表了基督。
That as Boaz redeems Ruth,
当波亚斯要挽回路德的时候,
out of her hopeless situation,
当 路德是在一个无望的光景。
Christ comes and brings us a greater redemption.
基督带给我们的是一个更大的拯救。
And he saves us out of our hopelessness and helplessness.
基督就是在我们的无望无助的光景里面拯救我们。
He breaks us from our bondage of sin and
death. 就是在我们罪的捆锁死亡的捆锁里面释放我们。
Romans 8 verses 1 and 2 reminds us of this.
罗马书的第八章第一至二节这样提醒我们。
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在耶稣基督释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
Jesus sets us free.
耶稣释放了我们。
Jesus took our condemnation on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上面承担了我们的罪。
He died and took on judgment for us.
是为着我们面对这个的审判。
So, and he blesses us with new life.
而他祝福我们的，让我们有一个新的生命。
You know, just as, you know, we celebrated Independence Day the last weekend.
就等于
last week
上一个星期我们庆祝国庆。
You know, it celebrated the defeat of all our enemies and sets America free.
我们庆祝什么？就是庆祝美国打败了他们的敌人，以致我们得到自由。
In the same way,
但是其实是一样。
Jesus sets us free from our enemies.
耶稣也在我们的敌人里面释放我们。
You know, our enemy is sin
and death. 我们的敌人是什么？就是罪和死亡。
And it's Satan.
亦都是撒旦。
And he breaks that bondage from sin and death and Satan.
就是这个罪、死亡、撒旦的捆锁释放我们。
He breaks us from that bondage of sin where we're free to do and obey God.
在罪的捆锁里面释放出来，以致我们有这个自由的去顺服神。
Turn us from that nature that couldn't turn from sin.
我们的本性是不能够转离罪的。
He's given us the Holy Spirit.
但是现在他将圣灵赐过给我们。
So that now that we can turn from sin.
以致现在我们能够转离罪。
And we no longer have death.
我们再没有死亡。
Because he's blessed us with life, life eternal.
因为他已经祝福我们有生命，而这个是永恒的生命。
And he's broken the bondage of Satan.
亦都打破了撒旦的捆锁。
That he has no power over us anymore.
因为他在我们的生命里面再没有这个权柄。
God has bound the strong man.
因为神已经捆锁了这个的强势的勇士。
And that is the victory in Christ we have.
这个就是在主耶稣基督里面我们的得胜。
Christ dying on the cross pays our debt.
主耶稣基督在十字架上面的死就是还了我们的罪债。
And we've been set free from these bondages.
我们就是在这些捆锁里面得到释放。
You know, because sin no longer has mastery over us.
因为罪再不是我们的主人。
You know, and our greatest enemy is death.
而我们最大的敌人就是死亡。
And death has been defeated by Christ.
而死亡已经被基督击败。
You know, we read that all the time in John 3:16.
在约翰福音三章十六节，我们读完就再读。
But God so loved the world that he gave his son, and whoever would believe in him and trust in him,will have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
I didn't print that out because I expect you to know that by now.
我没印出来啊，因为我相信你们已经识了。
Every sermon has that passage many times.
每一次讲到都差不多会讲到这节的。
And we must remember God's love.
我们要谨记神的爱。
That it is through Christ's blood.
是藉着主耶稣基督的宝血。
That gives you eternal life and life abundantly.
让我们有永恒的生命，并且丰盛的生命。
And God blesses us with that eternal life. And
神就赐这个永恒的生命给我们。
We become heirs to an eternal kingdom.
我们就成为一个永恒国度的后嗣。
Now that's something that we take for granted.
这个有时我们觉得是应得的。
You know, and we have to realize.If you're not a Christian,
我们要知道如果你不是一个基督徒
the Bible describes you as a foreigner.
圣经描述的你就是一个异国的人
an enemy of God.
与神为敌
you know, you may think, why would God say that? I'm not an enemy of God.
为什么神要这么说？我不是与神为敌。
Okay, the Bible says
但是圣经怎
么说？ Those who don't trust in God are enemies of God.
如果不信靠神的，就是与神为敌。
Because they cannot live a life that pleases God.
因为他们不能够活一个讨神喜悦的生命。
And the only way you can be a child of God.
而唯一一个方法你能够成为神的儿女。
Is to go and receive him as your Lord and your Savior.
就是当你去接受主耶稣基督为你的救主。
Then you're no longer foreigners or enemies.
以致你不再是一个异客，你再不是一个敌人。
But God takes you in to be His child, his heir.
而神去接受你成为他的儿女。
So don't stand as an enemy of God.
不要站在道以与神为敌。
Don't live your life as a foreigner.
不要过一个生命的时候好像一个异客一样。
If you haven't come to know Christ,
如果你还没认识主耶稣基督，
receive his blessing.
接受他的祝福。
Take this promise of life that he offers to you.
接受这个带生命的应许，
that you can become an heir of God,
以致你能够成为神的后
嗣， and have life eternal,
而能够有永恒的生命。
This is the wonderful news of the gospel.
这个就是福音的奇妙的美丽。
This is what he offers to you.
这个就是他乐意你得到的。
And those who are heirs of God,
而那些是神的后嗣的，
give thanks.
我们要感恩啊。
God has given you this guarantee that is totally amazing. That you as a child of God become his heir. And he's guaranteed your salvation. How has he done that? He's blessed you with the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8, it says that the Spirit of life,
罗马书第八章说圣灵，生命的圣灵，
that's the Holy Spirit that comes to set you free.
这个就是圣灵来到使你释放。
That Holy Spirit is the down payment of your inheritance in God.
圣灵就好像一个大钉，保证你能够去到神的国。
It's God's guarantee to you.
这个是神对你的保证。
That you are bound up in Him.
你是与神结连。
Your life eternal is guaranteed.
你永恒的生命已经有一个保证。
And He provides for you.
他亦都要供应你。
You know, that is His provision.
这个就是神对你的供应。
You know, just as Boaz provided for Ruth.
正正就是好像波亚斯供应给路德。
God provided you the Holy Spirit to live in your life.
神亦都供应咗俾你圣灵喺你嘅生命里边居住。
To dwell with you.
与你居住。
That He is the power that helps you to grow in salvation.
就系佢嘅大能帮助你喺救恩里边成长。
That the Spirit is what helps you to grow in your in the fruit of the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that helps you to grow in the fruit of the Spirit, to bear fruit, the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. God bears that in your life. And those fruits become the evidence of your salvation.
And these fruits are the evidence of your salvation.
And he gives you another promise we always talk about in Romans 8.
耶罗马书第八章，我们也都看到神另外一个的应许。
That nothing can ever separate you from God's love.
没一样东西能使你与基督的爱隔绝。
No matter what trials or sufferings you face in life.
无论在生命里面你面对什么的试炼，什么的难处。
You know, God will be there with you.
神与你同在。
You know, that's always that famous verse that we always recite in Psalms 23.
诗篇第三十七篇呢两节嘅经文，我哋时时都会读到噶。
And this is something that we have to cling on to.
呢一样嘢系我哋要捉紧嘅。
That even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Because you are with me.
因为你与我同在。
It is your rod and your staff that bring me comfort.
系你嘅杖、你嘅竿安慰了我。
Now, as a Christian, how do you respond to God's love like that?
我们作为一个基督徒，我们如何对神这一份爱作一个回应呢？
This takes us to our third point.
这里就讲到去我们第三点。
The waiting.
等候。
You know, Naomi probably didn't sleep at all that night either. You know, you can imagine how she felt. She was the one that actually came up with this plan. To send Ruth in this, you know, kind of dangerous situation. But she trusted in the Lord. She had boldness in her planning. So when Ruth came back, she says, what, how did it go? How did everything go?
所以路德回来的时候就问,如何啊,如何啊?
So Ruth tells her all that happened and that, and what Boaz did for her. About his blessings and all his promises. Showed her the barley that he gave to her. And Ruth replies,
路德回应,
Wait, my daughter, until you learn how the matter turns out. For the man will not rest, but will settle the matter today.
Verse 18.
Naomi tells Ruth to wait upon the Lord. To wait upon Boaz. Boaz will not rest until he settles this matter. In other words, put faith into Boaz. He has given you a blessing and promise. Now wait upon him. Trust in him. Hope that he will carry through.
You know,
in the same way,
但是同样地,
we are called to wait upon Christ. He has given you his blessing, his promises. Wait upon the Lord. It means to put your trust and faith in him.
A
lot of times it's very difficult to wait upon the Lord. Our human nature is something that we decide things now. We want it to happen now. You know, that's why Amazon is so bad for you. You know, none of you have ever any patience anymore. You know, in the past, I would have to go out and buy everything. Now you can sit on your toilet and buy it. And it'll come before you get up. Some of you anyway. But it can be there tomorrow. You know, we live in a world where everything has to be now. There's so much impatient. You know, God wants us to wait.
And
as Christians, he calls us to wait upon the Lord. To put our faith and trust in him when things do not go right. You know, this favorite verse that I like is in Isaiah 40:31. Memorize this verse. It gives you a lot of hope and patience. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary, and they shall walk and not grow faint.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
Wait upon the Lord. He He will be the one to renew your strength.
就是他使你重新得力。
Psalms 35:5-7 says this, Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices.
诗篇三十七篇，当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。你当默然倚靠耶和华，耐性等候他。不要因为那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。
Your God says he knows that life sometimes doesn't go as well as you had hoped.
神亦都知道有时生命唔系咁平坦嘅。
Life can be hard.
生命可以系好困难嘅。
It could be one trial after another.
可以是一个试炼跟着又一个试炼。
You know, and we look around and we see everyone else prospering, but not me.
我们好像围观的时候，个个都是很亨通的，但是我们不是。
You know, but the Bible says wait.
但是圣经说我们要等候啊。
Be still before the Lord.
在主面前要安静。
Wait patiently for him.
安静的等候。
Put your faith and trust in him.
信靠的倚靠的是神。
His loving kindness is something that he has guaranteed to you.
因为他已经对你保证了他的恩慈。
You know, it is these times that you need to ask God to cover his wing over you.
就是在这些时刻里面，你去求神的翅膀遮盖你。
That he will be your protection.
他成为你的保护。
That he is your hope.
他成为你的盼望。
And that's what we need to do.
而呢一个我哋要做嘅事就系咁。
As Christians, we need to take it to the Lord in prayer.
我哋成为基督徒，我哋要凡事藉着祷告嘅交托俾主。
Reminds us that over and over again.
一次又一次嘅提醒我。
You know, Philippians 4, he says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God."Will surpass all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书四章六至七节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人以外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So as Christians,
我哋基督徒
God has.Blessed you with His great blessing.
神已经将最大的祝福赐过俾你。
He's given you life.
将生命赐过俾你。
And He's given you His wonderful promises.
亦都将佢宝贵嘅应许赐过俾你。
That you are His, you are His child.
你系属于佢嘅，你系佢嘅儿女。
Nothing can ever separate you from His love.
冇一样嘢能使你与佢嘅爱隔绝。
So when you go through struggles,
所以当你面对困难嘅时候
，in your life,
喺你嘅生命里边
，He calls you to wait.
神要你嘅系等候。
Wait patiently upon the Lord.
在主里面安静的等候
Take all things to God in prayer.
凡事藉着祷告交托给神
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告
Father, we come before you. We thank you for this example.
天父，我们多谢你今天藉着路德记，你给我们看到一个例子
Lord, that Boaz foreshadows Christ.
波亚斯预表基督
And as Boaz comes to redeem Ruth,
正如波亚斯来到挽回路德
You have come to redeem us.
你来到挽回我们
To take us out of our hopelessness, our helplessness.
在我们的绝望无助的光景你拯救我们
You've given us life eternal.
你将永恒的生命赐过给我们
A hope that can never perish.
一个不消逝的盼望
Father, I pray that as we live in you,
主要当我们在你里面而活
that you will fill us with this hope.
求你让这个的盼望充满我们
That knowing the guarantee of our inheritance in you.
让我们知道在你里面我们的 係已經得到一個嘅保證。
No matter what things we face in life，
無論喺生命我哋面對乜嘢都好。
When things don't go as we have planned，
當事情唔係好似我哋計劃當中咁發生。
We know that you have a plan for us。
我哋深信你為我哋有一個計劃。
You've given us that assurance。
你已經俾咗呢一個嘅憑據我哋。
That we walk this life no longer alone。
我哋再唔係單獨嘅去走呢一生。
But we're heirs to your eternal kingdom。
我哋乃係你國度嘅後嗣。
We're no longer foreigners。
我哋再唔係一個異客。
Aliens。
我哋再唔係一個外人。
But heirs in your kingdom。
乃係你國度嘅後嗣。
And you've called us to be your ambassadors。
你亦都呼召我哋成為你嘅使者。
That in another way。
喺另外一方面。
We become aliens and foreigners to this world。
我哋喺呢一個嘅世界裏邊成為一個外人，成為一個異客。
We can live as a witness for you。
以致我哋能夠為你作見證。
To show forth your love, your grace。
去彰顯你嘅恩慈。
To bring forth the love of the gospel to the people around us。
將福音嘅愛帶俾我哋周圍嘅人。
Father, help us to live for you。
天父幫助我哋為你而活。
Help us to wait upon you，
帮助我们等候你。
Knowing that you're a God that will and has promised，
当我们知道主你已经应许过。
To provide for all that we need，
应许过供应我们所需的一切。
That your grace will always be sufficient for us，
你的恩典都是凡事足够。
Lord， help us to really understand what it means to take all things to the Lord in prayer，
帮助我们真係明白到乜嘢凡事都要藉住禱告帶到你嘅面前。
For that is such a wonderful blessing for us。
因為呢個對於我哋嚟講係一個極大嘅祝福。
For you are the one that will carry our burdens。
因為係你去擔當我哋嘅重擔。
You will lighten our load。
你亦都使我哋嘅擔子輕散。
For you will give us an understanding and a faith that we cannot understand。
你讓我哋有呢個信心。
That you will guard our hearts and our minds，
你亦都保守我哋嘅心怀意念。
And keep us in your presence，
让我哋时常喺你嘅面前。
Father， we thank you for your grace。
天父，我哋为着你嘅恩典献上感谢。
We pray these things in Jesus' name。
我哋奉耶稣嘅名字祈求。
Amen。
Amen。
Let us all rise。
让我哋一齐起立。
Turn to our last hymn。